Hey everybody, welcome to the Ground Effect Podcast, where we dive into the heart of Formula One, bringing you the latest news, insider analysis, and sharing our thoughts on the motorsport we love. So come and join us, G and Mick, as we look forward to what promises to be an exciting 2025 Formula One season. G'day race fans. Has McLaren picked a favourite? Six rounds to go, a 22-point lead for Oscar Piastri over his teammate Lando Norris in the championship. But mate, if you look at all the news circulating around social media, this topic is still up for discussion. Have they picked his favourite?
Oh, man, it's looking like it. They don't want to be seen to be interfering. But yeah, it looks like whenever it affects Lando, it becomes an issue. Affects Oscar? Oh, stewards have made a decision. We'll leave it at that. And then just come out with the political bullshit at the end. Oh, we're going to conduct a review, whatever.
What I find really interesting is when we have seen this type of contact happen where a car has gained an advantage from it, how quick are the teams normally on the radio to tell their driver to give that position back so then the stewards don't apply the 5 or 10 second penalty? And we did not see that from McLaren. And I think that is extremely telling.
Yeah, exactly. That's to my point, man. Like they let the stewards make the decision because they probably knew the stewards would lean on the side of racing incident, opening lap. Look, at the end of the day, Norris had to go for that move. Oscar did put himself in a position where Lando could go up the inside, not taking anything away from Lando.
Yeah.
But the fact that you hit two cars, so you hit Max first, you hit Oscar, and then you gain the position. That's the bit I don't like.
Very clear. It's not Lando's move that we're annoyed with. This is what we want to see. We want to see hard, aggressive racing between the top guys, and particularly for the fight for the championship. But the execution was poor, and then what happened after that we felt was pretty poor. From the stewards, I thought the stewards could have been a little bit more harsh, but particularly the passive attitude of McLaren on the team wall, that was where I would say we have the gripes. We have the gripes, mate. Yeah. Can have a whinge about it.
At the end of the day, man, McLaren have put themselves in that position, right? So now every time a decision needs to be made, they're going to cop massive scrutiny. You've set the standard. The optics of it seems like you're only going to get involved when it suits one driver.
When you look at top leading teams, okay, fighting for championships or, you know, higher up, where it has been equal between both sides of the garage. It doesn't. Well, generally, has it ever worked?
No. Because at some point, I mean, you look at Rosberg and Hamilton, right? And especially if one driver feels like they're being unfairly treated, you're going to start to see that driver. And that's what I said in the last video. I think the rules of engagement have now been set. Oscar's not going to be nice anymore. And there's no need to be because they got the Constructors' Championship, which was, you know, their main goal.
Well, like you said, gloves are off now, right? Yeah. The gloves are off.
Mate, honestly, I would not be surprised if we saw a Lewis Rosberg type incident coming in the next few races. Because now Oscar's like, you man, if you're a driver and you feel like you're being treated unfairly, you're not going to move. You're not going to budge an inch now when it's wheel to wheel. You're not going to give anything to your teammate, and nor you should.
Mate, the Max fans are definitely crossing their fingers it happens.
Well, this sort of last month and a bit, it's not a good look for them, right? Now you've got the whole Zach Brown court case thing. Yes, that's not really got to do with anything, let's say, on track. If McLaren are focusing too much on other things and they take their eye off the ball, Max is there to pounce, man. McLaren need to be really, really careful.
We both agree on the same thing. We feel McLaren is favouring Lando to an extent. Yeah. Why do you think Zach Brown favours Lando Norris?
Oh, because he's their Charles Leclerc, right? He's the golden boy. Brought him in early, came in when the team was struggling. He's come all the way through. I mean, we've spoken about it heaps of times, man. The PR of Lando Norris winning a championship compared to the PR of someone like Oscar Piastri winning a championship.
I know we've talked about it before, the commercial side, and one of, well, I'm assuming he's a sub, but I'd like to quote him on YouTube. He wrote, well, his username is at Timo9523. McLaren, aka Zach Brown, are clearly pushing for Lando to be the champion, not only because of Zach's personal sentiments, but also due to the fact that it will be more commercially beneficial for them. Zach would love to swim in even more sponsorship money that Lando generates. And that is from a commercial side, business side, money side, which makes Formula One go around. He's on point.
Oh, mate. Couldn't have said it better myself. Like, honestly, the way the sport has grown, you know, we've got the Drive to Survive. Formula One has become a much more of a marketing machine as opposed to back in the day where it was a racing championship. It's such a commercial, what's the word I'm looking
juggernaut.
For here, man?
Juggernaut. But
yes, there it is. Juggernaut. It's a, yes. It is. It's an absolute juggernaut. So, like you said, man, I think that's spot on. You look at Drive to Survive, and now we're getting that younger TikTok, I guess, generation.
Well, we know Lando's pretty well entrenched into the younger market. He's had his, he's got Quadrant, been streaming before. He has a big following there. And even if you just look at the market dynamics, the UK versus Australia, much bigger market in the UK, Europe, it's a no-brainer from that aspect.
Now, you know, I'm a massive, massive Oscar fan, but when you look at the two, and say you wanted to get into Formula One on the back of McLaren and you wanted drivers in your ads, for example, who are you going to pick, honestly?
Well, it's Lando every day, mate.
Because he is. He's 1,000 times more marketable than Oscar.
Although in saying that, Oscar, his personal brand is definitely growing. He is becoming kind of like the new Iceman of the sport, the new Kimi Raikkonen to an extent. But exactly right. I mean, if you, you know, when you look at the corporate side, Lando, big bright smile, good-looking fella. Not saying Oscar's not a good-looking fella. So Oscar, you're still a good-looking fella, mate. But he's got more of the Hollywood look, so to speak. Charisma on set, he makes more sense. But don't discount Oscar, mate. Like, he's definitely grown as a brand.
But I think that's what makes Oscar so cool, man. Because he is that laid-back, quiet, kind of got that ruthless killer about him. And then you go onto the other side, Lando is very popular, social media, all that sort of stuff.
He resonates.
Yes. Especially with the younger people and the amount of young people now that have been drawn into Formula One with people like the likes of Lando Norris.
You know what has really bugged me about a lot of this, though, is certain ex, and this is not a, look, I don't want to kick all you British fans to the gutter. It's not about that at all. But there's been a lot of ex-British drivers and commentators where they've come out publicly and said, look, the move was fair. It was good aggressive racing. And look, I agree it was good aggressive racing, but the move itself was executed poorly. But it's ironic and there's a lot of hypocrisy behind it because they have been the first to absolutely put the boot into Max Verstappen with his aggressive driving. But as soon as Lando does it, it's all clap it. This is a fair move.
This is what we want.
This is what we want.
Fair move. Yeah. You know how I feel about ex-drivers. There's only a couple that that I truly listen to. I tell you one person I'd like to get the opinion of because he will tell it how it is, and that's Nico Rosberg. He doesn't give a shit, man. If he doesn't, agree with it.
You know what's coming up.
Yeah. If he doesn't agree with it, he'll say it how it is, man. And you know.
I do like Nico for that. He's and black and white.
The British media haven't asked his opinion either. No one sought his opinion. He's not afraid to tell it how it is. It doesn't matter if he upsets someone. We're getting a Nico Hamilton for sure. Because I think now you've pissed Piastri off to the point where, all right, instructors is done now.
Yeah.
I've done my bit for the team. Now it's an individual sport. You've showed me how you're going to play the game, rightly or wrongly. He feels like he's been unfairly treated. So now you've got a cranky driver who's not going to give an inch.
We always thought that when sort of the team papaya rules first became a thing, we always thought at some point, if these guys are fighting, and I think we said probably like 6 or 7 races ago, it was going to be like something was going to happen. And we've got that moment now, which is good. Even whether you're an Oscar fan or a Lando fan, this is good. Obviously, first and foremost, we want to see no more team orders and then just hard, fair racing. But, mate, it's like these next few rounds, immense. Yeah. Immense.
And it will be interesting to see how McLaren handle it if they do get into a situation that they would normally jump in and go, oh, that's not fair.
Where does Oscar go from here? As far as what we understand, he had a contract through to the end of 2026. Then he signed the extension until the end of 2028. Look, we've always said it. Contracts they can be broken. They can be bought out. Rumors suggesting a move to Ferrari in 2027. Again, we love a good rumor. The flying thick and fast. What do you think about that one?
At the moment, there's a bit of disharmony within Ferrari. At the end of Singapore, Vasseur apparently had a heated discussion with one of the expert engineers, let's say, a senior engineer. Apparently, the engineering team's not quite happy with Charles because of the constant criticism. Because, I mean, if you look at it,
hard literally up, every boys. Weekend. Hard them up, boys, because look at those results.
at the end of every weekend, Charles is like, mate, this car's so hard to drive, blah, 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 blah. Now, Italians, man, they're very emotional people.
You know firsthand.
I know, right? I know firsthand. So I can see why they might be getting sick of being slated. So yeah, there's the rumors of Charles's unrest. He's not happy. Apparently he's already started talking to teams. But look, that's going to happen regardless. I think any good manager, you know, if you've got a year or two left in your contract, you start
put the feelings
putting things in place. Even if you want to stay, right? You wouldn't be, as a manager, you would not be doing your job if you didn't go to your driver and go, hey, look, spoken to Mercedes, they could be keen. I've spoken to Aston Martin, they could be keen. What do you think? Where's the team at?
I've spoken to Flavio Briatore, but he wants more money.
Yeah. So, you know, and I think even in Oscar's case, there's no harm in talking to other teams. Other teams could be sitting there looking at this going, well, Oscar's unhappy. How many other teams would love to get Oscar in their car?
If he does go on to win the world championship, obviously it raises his profile even more. I mean, he's already hot property. We still think there's a holding pattern going on into next year. Drivers, managers, people want to see where, you know, the teams are, the power units are in that first year of existence of the new regulations. Come into next year, it'll be wild. But yeah, I think that's pretty much what it is at this stage. It's probably just Mark Webber getting the feelers out. All managers do it, I'm sure, to see the likelihood of a certain team liking their driver is. So,
and I mean, mate, silly season next year.
Well, it's going to be spicy,
It's going to be mint, man. It's going to be wild.
Six massive weekends coming up. How do you see this all playing out to the end?
I think at some point, this is going to blow up in McLaren's face. This story is not yet finished. And it's going to all come to a head very soon. And then I think we're going to get a crystal clear picture of who they favor.
Yeah, I think the final six rounds are going to be very spicy, possibly in the mold of the Rosberg-Hamilton era. It's coming. It's coming on its way. I think we're in for a really interesting and exciting end to the championship. And maybe it goes down to the final race in Abu Dhabi, which I want Oscar to win, of course. But, mate, it would be great if it did.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that would be the ideal. Well, actually, no, it wouldn't be. Ideal would be Oscar wraps it up with two rounds to go.
Look, man, I just want that Abu Dhabi final excitement. That's what I want. Yeah, I'm a bit selfish in that aspect.
You've won the constructors. You got all the money. You got the team glory. You should know the Formula One drivers are very individual. It's a very ego-driven sport. Rules of engagement are off. We're done. Let's chuck him in the ring, bro, and let's see who can throw the hardest punch.
I want the people at home. I want them to write in the comments what they think. Who are they backing? Are they Team Lando? Are they Team Oscar? You know, if you don't sub and you don't like the video, if you're Team Lando, he's not winning the World Championship. Do yourself a favor. Hit that button. And until next time, we'll catch you.